This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Summer is now officially over, and it's time to start thinking about our fall recreational opportunities. In fact, that would mean things like fall fishing, our many hunting opportunities, as well as a variety of other activities. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, indeed, we do have a variety of activities going on right now. Right now at Pierre Marquette State Park, personnel are hoping for a good turnout during the dedication ceremony. It's scheduled for 11:30 a.m. on October 6th. This is for the park's new educational fishing pond. The public is encouraged to attend the ceremony to help celebrate the completion of the project, and the new fishing pond will be used to the annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair every June, as well as for other park interpretive programs and the urban fishing programs events. The new pond is located just outside the visitor center in front of the log cabin at Pierre Marquette State Park. And the pond was constructed thanks to a variety of individual and corporate donors. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources provided funding to pay for the aerator and pump supplies and supplies for the pond. And things like Phillips 66 Wood River Refinery was a primary donor for the project. So there's a lot of things happening there. Also, if you're a deer hunter, resident combination and antlerless only archery deer permits are available over-the-counter from direct license and permit vendors. In addition, Illinois non-resident archery deer permit combination permits are also available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. The Illinois archery deer season is October 1st through January 14th. Except it does close during the firearm deer season and counties open to firearm deer hunting. Now, a list of vendors can be found at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you're a deer hunter, you may be interested in the bobcat permits as well. Hunters and trappers may apply for the Illinois bobcat hunting and trapping permit online through September 30th. Applicants must submit a $5 non-refundable fee. And a total of 1,000 permits will be allocated during a lottery and mailed to successful applicants. Any leftover permits will be sold online on a first-come, first-served basis. Now apply for the permit. Go to the DNR Direct License and Permit System at www.il.wildlifelicense.com. The season dates are November 10th through February 15th, except bobcat hunting is closed during the firearm deer season in counties open to firearm deer hunting. And one more thing, if you're a waterfowler and enjoy hunting at Carlisle Lake, there's a special tour planned. A site tour is being planned for the Carlisle Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area on October 22nd. This is managed by the IDNR, and the Carlisle Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area is known as one of the top waterfowl hunting areas in the state. It is located at the northern end of Carlisle Lake and is almost 10,000 acres in size with various types of wetland habitat. A guided tour by personal vehicle will give hunters and other interested individuals a chance to view the area prior to the upcoming waterfowl season, which opens in the south central zone on November 11th. The tour will be conducted by site's personnel and will include sub-impoundments 1 and 2. Now, information will be provided on site regulations, hunting opportunities, crops that are planted, and the habitat projects undertaken last year. Those wishing to take the tour are asked to meet in the parking lot number 1, which is located just south of the site office at 1 p.m. on October 22nd. For more information about this golden opportunity, you can give them a call at area code 618-425-3533. That's 618-425-3533. Fall fishing is another great activity that occurs each year, and that's what's going on right now. We do have some very good fall fishing, particularly at our Big Three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Right now, at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnow spinnerbaits, worms, and black and blue jigs are producing fish in the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. They're suggesting to fish in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and to fish around the bridges along the rocks. And the crappie fishing, excellent again. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs. Shallow water fish attractors are the real trick right now. From shore fish near structures, the hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill, they're rated good as well. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets. Anglers need to try the sailboat harbor or maybe even try fishing along the Mine 21 Road. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs, and fishing the backs of the necks in the flat, shallow banks along the rocks. And the channel catfish, another excellent catch. Large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits, all working very well. Try leeches in moving water. Drift fish to flats. Set your line 3 to 4 foot deep over the shore from along the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day use area. And white bass are good, too. They're catching these on inline spinners, jig and curly tail grubs, and reports of fish are coming in from along the I-54 bridges, fishing along the rocks and the drop-offs, and fishing in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. So lots of good fishing to be had at Wren. At Carlisle Lake right now, it's only just a minute amount below the 445 mark, which is normal for this time of year, and the clarity is quite good. White bass have been the most popular fish right now. They're along the rocks in the shallow water, and anglers are catching good numbers of these fish on inline spinners, and some of these fish have been pretty nice-sized. The crappie are also continuing to improve. Most are coming from 4 to 8 feet of water, and as these waters continue to cool, I think we'll even see more crappie. They're very nice ones again. And catfish, they're coming in good numbers, a wide variety of baits producing these fish, mostly commercial catfish baits and shad. So there's lots of good fishing to be had right now, and not a whole lot to report from largemouth bass. At Lake Shelbyville, however, largemouth bass are rated fair on plastics, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits in coves around cover and the areas of riprap. And the catfish are rated fair to good on dip baits, liver, and cut baits. Bluegill have been particularly productive for some of the bigger ones. And the crappie were rated fair on jigs and minnows around over and around the brush, 7 to 11 feet, with a few shallower coming. I think you can catch more crappie as these waters continue to cool as well. And the white bass are fair to good on 2-jig rigs, blade baits, spinner baits, and spinners on wind-blown flats. So now's the time to head out if you're a white bass fisherman. And that does pretty well wrap things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.